This is VOA News. Marissa Melton. Brazil approved two vaccines for emergency use against the coronavirus on Sunday as the country's death toll from COVID-19 neared 210,000. That's according to the Brazilian Health Ministry. Brazil approved emergency use of vaccines from both Britain's AstraZeneca and China's Sinovac Biotech Limited. Hours later, a nurse in Sao Paulo was inoculated with a Chinese vaccine known as CoronaVac. Meanwhile, in Manaus, the largest city in the Amazon, hospital employees described the Associated Press having to choose which patients to provide with oxygen, as supplies in the remote city have dwindled. Brazil has also recorded cases of a new variant of the virus that is potentially more contagious than previous strains. Pakistan also announced Sunday that it had approved the AstraZeneca vaccine for emergency use. The South Asian country has confirmed nearly 520,000 cases of the virus. Britain announced Sunday it plans to have every adult in the country, roughly 51 million people, inoculated by September. In the United States, Los Angeles County in California became the first U.S. county to record 1 million COVID-19 cases. The news of the number of infections is compounded by the confirmation of the appearance in the county of the highly contagious British variant of the coronavirus. The United States has recorded the highest number of cases and deaths from the coronavirus anywhere in the world, with nearly 24 million cases and nearly 400,000 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Police and National Guard troops are standing sentry at newly fortified state houses in the United States as small groups of armed demonstrators gather. The increased security at state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration comes as authorities work to deter a repeat of the January 6th riot that overran the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A few protesters gathered in some cities Sunday, including some carrying large guns. But streets remained empty around many other state capitol buildings. Some protesters supported President Donald Trump, but others expressed general anti-government sentiments. Though FBI had warned of the potential for armed protest at state capitol buildings, there were no immediate reports of violence on Sunday. Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny was detained upon his arrival in Moscow on Sunday. It was his first time back in his home country since he was poisoned last August and evacuated to Germany for treatment. Traveling back from Germany, Navalny was detained by police in black masks while entering passport control at the Moscow airport. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him. His whereabouts are not immediately known. This has prompted the hashtag Where's Navalny to trend on Russian Twitter. Navalny went to Germany for treatment after he was poisoned in August with a Soviet-era military-grade nerve agent while traveling in Siberia. He has openly accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack. The Kremlin says it is not responsible. Roughly 100 Honduran migrants were met with tear gas and struck by police with batons when they tried to pass through a roadblock on the border with Guatemala. The group of migrants were part of a group of roughly 2,000 Hondurans who stopped Saturday night behind the roadblock. The majority stayed behind Sunday morning when the clashes between some members of their group and the police began. None of the migrants made it through the roadblock. Hundreds of migrants later sat in the roadway, refusing to move and attempting to appeal to Guatemalan authorities as fellow Central Americans. The Associated Press reported that many migrants showed visible injuries from batons after the clash. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras had crossed into Guatemala on Saturday in a caravan that began one day earlier, hoping to reach the United States in the early days of the new presidential administration. The Guatemalan government issued a statement Saturday calling on Honduran authorities to, quote, contain the massive departure of its inhabitants through permanent preventive actions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.